Oh, no, they were just literally driving me in. We've got a team lunch, so I know what it looks like, trust me. But no, just had a message yesterday from the club asking if I could speak on the players' behalf, but yeah, I've literally got my driver here, so trust me, I do know what it looks like, but yeah, not today. Paying a dollar
for. How are you feeling about yesterday?
Look, it's still a bit surreal, especially not knowing what the NBL is going to rule, whether we've won the championship, whether we haven't. Yesterday there was more of a numbness. There was, to be completely honest, there was frustration and a bit of anger initially from me. And then it was just a bit of numbness. And so we started texting throughout, and then the playing group just decided to get together and kind of shared our thoughts on everything that's going on and the craziness. And I think just the abrupt ending to it all, you know, you put so much into a season, you know, the pre-season, the sacrifices, you know, the whole family makes sacrifices, and to it just come to an end like that after being so close to getting your hand on a championship. It was just a weird day to explain. I'm not saying what Sydney did was wrong or anything like that. It was just the way it's unfolded. There's no other way to explain it other than just a numbness.
You caught up as a group. Where did you go and what did you do?
Yeah, we just went to Nick Kay's house. So he had the players around, and you know, what started as a bit of a quiet afternoon and everyone just kind of sharing their thoughts. At the end of it, we were able to reflect on what's still been a special season regardless of what the NBL decides. It's a special playing group. No 2 years you have the same team. So to be able to, you know, celebrate that, what's been a great season, well, it was a great season. We just did that as a playing group, and the longer the afternoon went on, the more we could laugh about it. Whereas to start with, we're just, can you believe this has happened type of thing.
Did you really need that to get some closure on it? Because you would have been, you were numb at the start. Did that make a big difference for everyone?
Yeah, it did. We're all feeling the same. And again, none of us came out and said, can't believe you did this, can't believe they did that. It was just more of, can you believe it's over? And what's going to happen from here on out? So obviously we've got our opinions with how we hope it unfolds, but the reality is we'd much rather be playing and earning a championship than sitting back waiting for the NBL to decide whether 2-1 was good enough.
Are you the champions?
Look, I think the NBL did all they could and the Wildcats did all we could to try and find a winner, to have an outcome. At the end of the day, Sydney made their decision, and you know, if they're the ones that have decided they're not going to play, then I think that is enough to say, okay, the other team wins, but we'll see what the NBL says.
And what would your emotions be if they said, yes, you are champions and you grab the trophy, it's not on a court, you don't have a grand final parade?
Look, at the end of the day, it's still a championship and we still put ourselves in a position to win one by making the grand final. Obviously, we're up 2-1, but yeah, I'd be lying if I said that, you know, you'd much prefer to earn it, hear the siren go, and then run over and see the championship trophy there on court. So it's a bit different. You know, people are talking about it's going to be a championship, but there'll be an asterisk next to it. Regardless of the outcome, you know, nothing can be taken away from what the club's done this season, what the players have done on court, and what Bryce was doing in the series. You know, I kind of feel for him because I think he's going to go down as an all-time great, and he deserves to have a grand final MVP next to his name, which he was definitely going to win.
Can I ask, you guys have kind of, in a way, done what it takes to win the series, considering you are up 2-1 and you did win two away games?
Yeah, I don't want to take anything away from Sydney. They're a great team. I'm confident and my teammates believe we would have won, but you asked Sydney that and they would have said the same thing. They would have had confidence they could still come back and win. So we believe we're playing the right style of basketball at the right time of the year to win a championship. And in particular, the way we played in game three, I think showed that we're heading in the right direction. We bounced back from game two, made some adjustments, and the form that Nick, Bryce, those guys in particular are in, you know, would have taken some stopping. They were throwing, literally, we got a clip where they had four guys on Bryce in one possession, and he's still going for 20, 30 points a game. He's just a very special player, and I genuinely believe we would have won, but I dare say Sydney would say the same thing.
Considering the flight risks and stuff as well with this whole virus, you had two trips to Sydney that you could have been exposed to the COVID-19. Mm-hmm. Is that frustrating for you guys that they've sort of passed up their travel?
You know, one thing I got told is when you're speaking, you're sharing information you've been told already. And so all I've been told is that flying was a low risk factor. Now, I don't know what their medical team told them. So our medical team told us that flying is considered very low risk. So as a playing group, we got together and said, if it goes to a game five, are we comfortable getting on a plane and going back to Sydney? And we unanimously said, we'll do it. So ideally, we would have won in game four. That never would have been a problem. But we did have that conversation and we were happy to get on a plane.
There's a bit of, I guess, anger and frustration yesterday from Troy and the coaching, I mean, and the players. I mean, is it now a sense of, are you anxious about what the NBL's coming up and what the decision is, or do you think that in your own mind, you did all you could do to get the title.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's obviously never happened before, so I genuinely have no idea what the NBL is thinking, what they're weighing up at the moment. So it's too hard to tell. All I can say from a player's perspective, it's, you know, it's just you wake up and there's an unease about it. So, you know, whether we win it or not, having a decision is important. And I think that too much has gone on. Every single player, the office staff, coaches, support team, everyone's gone through a lot to win a championship. Let's give someone a championship, even if there is an asterisk next to it. So, yeah, it's that unease of not knowing what's going on behind closed doors.
I'm talking about the emotions. I mean, you said anger, or tears, I presume.
To be honest, I found out by watching TV. I hadn't checked my phone, and we had been told by the club, but I didn't check my phone, and it popped up on TV. I'm like, Britt, can you believe this? So, I know a lot of the Sydney Kings players quite well. You know, Brad Newley is my wife's cousin. He and I were at the Australian Institute of Sport as 17-year-olds, as was Andrew Bogut. He was there. Lucas Walker, Kevin Lish, former teammates. So they're competitive guys. They play to win a championship. So take nothing away from how hard it must have been for those guys to sit in a room and say, no, we're not going to play. So I respect those guys fully. And knowing how much they wanted to win a championship, whether they had different medical advice to what we had, whatever it was, they decided they weren't going to put themselves at that risk or other people at that risk. So it could not have been easy knowing personally how much a championship would have meant to them. So there's no, even though someone's hopefully going to get announced champion, it's not the way you want to win it, that's for sure.
Have you called them just to see, are your mates, as you said, in your relations? And have you rung them and said, what happened?
No, I haven't. Will Weaver, the coach, obviously he was an assistant coach with the Boomers, so I know him quite well and have a lot of respect for Will. He reached out last night, but at the time I was just with my teammates, so I'll get in contact with him at some stage today and have a chat, and I'll tell him I thought he was scared, but we'll have a bit of banter, but at the end of the day, it's all done and dusted now, unfortunately.
Is that a phone call or a text that he sent you?
Yeah, he just sent a text. You know, I've got a lot of respect for Will, and obviously he's been involved with the Boomers guys, so Nick, Jesse, Nordo, I've all got to know Will over the last few years, and yeah, he's as competitive as they come, so he definitely would have wanted to win a championship, but obviously.
Are you comfortable revealing what the tone of that text was?
Oh yeah, no, it was very respectful. Obviously, he just wanted to say thanks for what had been a great series so far, and he's sorry that it had to end this way, and just wanted to wish us the best of luck with whatever happens in Perth with the virus over the next few weeks. So it was very respectful. Will's a great guy, so take nothing away from him or the club. They made one decision, doesn't mean I have to agree with it, and we'll go our own ways.
What information has been given to you from the NBL as far as a decision coming up?
Just from what I've read, they said 48 hours, within 48 hours they have an answer for us, so I don't know, Troy's up the back, hopefully he tells me afterwards that we've won it, I don't know, but we're getting together for lunch after this, so hopefully we know.
If it goes against you, would you feel like it's a wasted season? Would it go that far? As in, if they say we're not presenting a championship this year.
Mm. Yeah, I think all nine teams have, you know, gone through so much this season, and they've done all they could to win a championship, that someone deserves to win the championship. So yeah, it's been such an incredible season for the NBL as a whole. Attendances are higher than ever. You know, people are watching it on TV. The quality on court has been incredible. So purely from a basketball perspective, the NBL has been the best I think it ever has been this season. So it should be finished with a championship, albeit one that might have an asterisk next to it.
We all had a bit of a scare when you walked in with your family about your future. If you were to announce your retirement, would it be disappointing that you couldn't have had an on-court farewell?
No, look, I'm happy to kind of, if this is it, to just drift off onto the next thing. You know, I started my career in Sydney in front of about 500 people at Homebush, and kind of be fitting if my last game was it in front of 500, or less than that, about 200 people at Homebush. So, it's funny what basketball can do. It's given me a lot, and I'll always love it, and see what happens the next couple of weeks.
You answered that very diplomatically. Are you playing on in your head, have you decided yet?
So I've always said that so long as I love playing and I can play my role, I'll play on. And right now I still love the club, love the Red Army, love the sport, love my teammates. So I can tick that box. It comes down to whether physically I can do it, and I literally have to go and see doctors and now deal with some injuries that I've been putting off for quite some time and see what the docs say.
What's the body like right now?
So a bit of an Achilles problem that I've been playing through, and if the doctor says, yep, we can take care of it with a moon boot, fantastic. If they say we've got to have surgery, then at my age, that's not what you want to hear. So it'll literally be going in and seeing what I have to do to physically be able to get back out on the court. And I mean, you guys come to our training weekly and see me on the sidelines. I haven't been training for quite some time, and you can't just expect to wear the red jersey and not train. So I know that I've got to be a lot better physically if I want to be able to wear the red army, wear the red jersey.
When do you do that? How does that sort of feel emotionally? Like, what's the emotions like at the moment for you?
I love the game and I love the club. So regardless if this is it or not, you know, I'm always going to miss it, especially game day. Game day is the best day of the week. So I'm always going to miss it regardless what I move on to in the future. But if this is it, then, you know, what a way to go out. Hopefully having won a championship alongside some of the guys that are my closest mates in the world. You know, Jesse Wagstaff and I laugh all the time that we moved to Perth at the same time. We're living together, literally had sausages every night for a month for dinner. And now we're both married, have five kids between us and hopefully six championships each. Like, we never would have dreamt of that type of stuff. He's a Canberra boy, I'm a country New South Wales boy. Yeah, sport's incredible and I'm forever grateful for what basketball's done for me.
Do you know when you're seeing it off?
I'll see Josh, our strength and conditioning coach, at lunch today, and then we'll get booked in and go from there. So sooner rather than later, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all this unknown of between the championship and what I've got to do for my Achilles. I'd rather knock it on the head and move forward.
Just from a conference perspective with the travelling and stuff, were you planning this week on the family going to Sydney if you had got through to game five? Were you confident enough to chuck them on a plane with you?
Yeah, I could be wrong, but from what we were told, there's been no known cases of anyone catching the virus while on the flight, as far as I'm aware. And so what we got told was it's considered a very low risk way of catching it. So yeah, my wife and kids, there's no way I'd ever put them in harm's way. Hypothetically, we'd said if it goes to game five, they're going to travel. Who knows if we ever would have booked that. I think my wife definitely would have traveled, might have left the kids at home.